This is the Selling More Homes podcast, episode number 349. This week, social media expert Carol Morgan raises the question, does your social media make the grade? This is Builder Radio, and your Monday morning sales meeting begins now. Welcome back to another Monday morning sales meeting on Builder Radio. I'm Scott Stroud.
And I'm Brian Floke.
Builder Radio is a production of Power Marketing and Advertising, providing marketing services to home builders, developers, and housing-related businesses, and featuring website development, SEO, marketing strategy, and automation through technology. Learn how our marketing solutions achieve sales results at power-marketing.com. And now for this week's program. Brian, how are you today?
I'm pretty good, Scott. Thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Hey, we got another week here and another great interview, this time with Carol Morgan at Marketing Relevance. So we look forward to getting Carol on. She's been a regular guest, always has a lot to contribute. Before we get to that, tell me what's new in your world.
What is new in my world? Well, we just had our company planning day last week, and that was a big fun day for us. A lot of good conversations, a lot of excitement about 2016. Looking forward to it.
I enjoyed being there. I enjoyed the particularly within our company, the contributions made by every member of the team. It looked like everybody looked forward to it and was eager to participate in that day. That really says a lot about the culture of the company, the people that are there, the team that we have. I applaud them.
Yeah, it was fun. Everybody participated. It was certainly a shock to all of us to see Mike jump up and give us a presentation out of the blue.
Youngest member of the team, Mike Roach, and he could not wait to pitch his idea. That was great.
So it was fantastic.
With him, Trent Simler was there, Matt Prince, John King, you and myself.
Yep, and John Spare as well. Can't leave
John. Oh, I'm sorry, John Spare. Yes, and I knew I was forgetting somebody. Brian, here we are as this goes to air about a month from the International Builder Show. And of course, we're kicking the year off in a big way at IBS with not only a booth on the floor in the South Hall, but also a kiosk in Sales Central.
Absolutely.
And I think everybody that listens to the program, if you're going to IBS, you must stop by or make Grand Central for you is the Sales Central that's sponsored by the Sales and Marketing Council. Brian, talk about that and the value of what's going to happen in that location.
Well, of course, the Sales and Marketing Central is just a Grand Central station for builders and for sales experts and marketing experts. There are good talks that will be given in there. We wanted to be in there because we want to be in front of our audience. One of the new projects that we've started in the last 2 years is what we call Easy Lead Locker. And of course, Easy Lead Locker is an onboarding service that we build on top of the powerful Infusionsoft engine. And for about a year and a half now, we've been offering that product to our builder clients. We're excited about it. We're going to present it and make it a real big part of what we're going to do out at IBS, both on the floor and up in the Sales Central, Scott.
Our location on the floor is in the South Hall, S1864. It's just over a little bit from the IBS Live stage.
Yep.
Where there'll be additional educational opportunities there. A lot of speakers speak on that stage. I spoke there last year. So when we talk about IBS, it's so much about education. There are the educational seminars. There's the seminars that are put on in the centrals and on the different stages. There's new product offering, of course, on the floor. Everybody's got to walk the floor, and it's a big show this year. I mean, really big. Once again, it's taken up the entire, the north wing, the south wing, the central wing, everything, and bleeding over into some of the hotels.
Yeah, indeed. And I'll tell you, for our listeners, if you're not a member of the National Sales and Marketing Council, well, you really should be, because the efforts that they put forth out there for our builder listeners and for really anyone in the industry is pretty phenomenal. Guys like Joe McGall and Steve Bunce, you know, they're going to bat for us every day, making sure that those of us who are in the industry, like Power Marketing, our mission here is to empower the home building industry. Well, that's the mission of the NEHB, too, to make sure that the tools you need are there. Come to the Sales Central and see what's there. You'll like it.
So speaking of marketing and sales, we've got Carol Morgan as our guest this week. And Carol's going to be talking about social media and the value of social media, how to measure your social media. Her theme is, does your social media make the grade? Let's go ahead and get Carol. Carol, welcome back to Builder Radio. Great to have you back.
Thanks, Scott. It's nice to be here.
Carol, our topic today is social media, and you're pretty much known for all marketing, but social media is what you talk on a lot. And your topic is, does your social media make the grade? We're looking forward to hearing that. Before we do, tell us about yourself, about MRelevance, and what you do in the industry.
So Marketing Relevance is a interactive marketing communication firm. We have offices in Atlanta and Chicago, and somewhere around 20 or 22 employees. So we work for large, privately held builders across the country, and our goal is really to make their marketing more effective and to prove results that, you know, help the bottom line and show return on investment. What I do for the company is a lot of big picture strategy, a lot of looking at overall strategy and how to make it more cohesive and how to integrate social and advertising and PR and all the content and the SEO and to make it more effective for the client. Because what we still find today is that builders are still looking at all the different tactics as individual silos, which is something you and I have talked about before.
Mm-hmm. So the strategy and putting it all together so that you maximize every component that you're using. That's what you do. Excellent. Let's talk about social media. It's been several years that we've known, at least we have a conceptual knowledge that social media is a part of the mix. And I think everybody knows that. But how it works sometimes and what's new and how that component adds to the rest, something maybe we're not so clear on. So maybe you can clarify that for us.
Yeah, you know, it's a major part of the component. You know, most people still think social media is free and something they need to do. They understand those two aspects. You know, it's certainly not free. You're going to have a component of time in it and or money. It's most effective, we found, if you spend some advertising dollars on it. Social media works best in conjunction with other tactics. Social media on its own probably isn't going to drive leads, but it certainly can drive leads as part of a more comprehensive strategy.
First of all, I think that the questions are from the builders, from the clients that we're hearing is, how is it measured? How is it integrated into a total strategy? What value does it have and how do we know?
Boy, he just loaded you down there, Carol.
He sure did. Well, it kind of plays into it. Actually, you touched on it. There's five different areas we touch on when we're looking to see if your social media makes the grade. So for our listeners, if you're interested in kind of doing a self-evaluation, I'll just walk you through what we look at. So the first thing I would look at if I was evaluating a builder's social media or, you know, or any corporation's as, you know, branding. Is the branding cohesive? You know, does your logo, is it the same color? Is it the same, you know, is it the same logo across all your social media sites as what is on your website? And I know we're all sitting here, I see Brian kind of laughing, but it's true, and he knows it's true. You might go to someone's site and you'll see one logo on their Facebook page that's completely different. That's what's on, you know, what's on Twitter, and all of it's completely different than what's on the website. So having that cohesive brand that no one questions who you are, no matter where you are, is really important.
You mentioned five things that we're going to do. Brand and being cohesive is one.
One. Yep. Number two is content strategy. You talked a little bit about content. So your content strategy isn't just for your social media. It's for everything you do. So what is that overall content that you want to put out there? When we look at content, we look at blog content as well as, you know, marketing promotions and then also social media. And how do all of those play into each other and how do they work together? So, you know, for instance, if you're running a promotion on Facebook, you should be talking about it on your blog. Maybe you should change your banner header on your website to promote the promotion. And I guess I still remain amazed that we've got these huge free banner headers on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, you know, across all the social media platforms that most people aren't taking advantage of. You can use those now to promote whatever you want. You could change them weekly, you can change them quarterly, you can change them monthly, or you can be like most companies we see and never change them at all. Hmm. But it's, you know, it's a free marketing. If someone offered you a free billboard, I suspect you would take it and use it.
Yeah, I think so. And you're right. People don't realize, I think, that they're there because they set it up and it was, they can't remember how they even set up that page, but they're not coming
right
back, and getting them to post is difficult enough.
Even that takes more energy than they often have.
Yeah.
Correct.
And you talk about this as being content marketing. Let's talk a little bit before we go on to your third point about the value of content and where that fits into the overall strategy and how important really is the content.
Well, content is still king. You'll say, a picture is worth 1,000 words, but content is king. Mm-hmm. They all work together. So you're going to use photos, which is part of your content, to attract people to your post or to attract people to your website or attract them to your blog. Mm-hmm. It's photos are what we'll look at. And then the content is what's really going to engage them. And today, content is more important than ever because a good search engine optimization program is going to be very content heavy. So if you're trying to run an SEO program without quality content, when I'm talking about content, I'm talking about original content about your company that you wrote, not some off-the-shelf generic, garbage that's created and spewed across 30 or 40 different sites by a content farm. And yes, folks, they are still out there and they are in our industry and they're publishing junk content that's actually hurting your site, not helping it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, quality, unique content about you that attracts the search engines and tells them who you are.
Good. Yep. Good point, Carol. Good. Well, Carol, talk before you go through your five.
Okay.
Hit this question for me because it may help the listeners as they go down through. What do you see as the top three social media channels that our listeners should be utilizing? Where do they want to go? That's, you know, where do I go? Do I go to LinkedIn? Do I go to Twitter? Do I go to Facebook? Do I go to Pinterest? Where do they go?
I would say for the majority of listeners, and you guys may need to help me with what percentage of the audience is remodelers, but I'm going to assume since we're called Builder Radio, mm-hmm. Builders, so I would say Facebook, Pinterest, and then Twitter. And I pause there because YouTube is highly important as well. And, you know, whether you consider YouTube social media or whether you consider it a search engine, people love video. Video is a huge part of content. You know, they can walk through and see your houses before they even decide to come tour them in person. So don't, you know, discount video.
For sure. And I think you and your organization had a little too much fun with the video recently, did you not?
We have had a lot of fun with that video. We're still getting comments. Brian is alluding to our Dear Future Client video that we produced actually last summer as part of our corporate retreat. So literally, you know, most of the company, with the exceptions of a few new mommies we had that felt like they needed to stay home with their babies, are featured in that video in some shape, form, or fashion, whether it's their vocals or their dancing or their acting. And we really had a lot of fun with that.
It was done in fun. It was brilliant to watch. Everybody enjoyed watching it again and again. What residual effect did that have, other than for you to bring your people together and have everybody involved in making a video and putting it out there? There's some underlying benefit to you.
Right. So, you know, what we were really looking for is a cohesive project that we could do together as a team building project, because we do have offices in Atlanta and Chicago. So it's a fun way to let the team get to know each other. So that was our number one goal. And then number two is really just to show our clients and prospective clients what a fun company we are. You know, we are a creative company. We do like to have a lot of fun. So I would say, as far as the residual effect is, I'm shocked at how many people have just like come out of the woodwork saying, oh, I saw your video. It's really funny. You all, you know, just did a great job. It looks like your team has a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, we're hoping that it helps to keep us a little, higher top of mind when they're looking for a new agency. So I guess we'll find out how that all pans out in the wash over the next year.
Good. Good.
Let's keep going. Let's hear number three.
So number three is frequency of use. So if I'm evaluating social media sites, I'm going to look at all of them and see when you used them last. Are you using them on an ongoing basis? You know, is your last post to Facebook from October? Because it's now December. So, you know, people think you're out of business if you haven't posted in 2 months. It is amazing to me how many people launch sites and then don't use them or don't use them frequently. Or don't have fun. You know, we just kind of touched on fun. When you're using them, the content should be fun. Nobody's going to interact with someone who's boring. They're going to interact with the fun company, and that's what they're going to remember. So,
yep. Okay. What's number four?
Number four is followers and interactions. So again, you got to have them. You got to have content. You need to be fun. You need to use them. But then you've got to have people following them. It doesn't do any good to have a Facebook page or a YouTube channel that has, you know, 5 followers. You've got to have a strategy for building that following, whether it's through your email marketing, you know, your blog efforts. On Facebook, you can get them the old-fashioned way. You can buy your fans, which, you know, some people will say is bad. I would actually argue that because you can behaviorally target people so well through Facebook, that it's actually very effective. We've used Facebook-like advertising very effectively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then, you know, what are your interactions with people? Are they positive? Are they negative? You know, every time you post something, are you getting bashed over the types of houses you build? You know, are people using your Facebook page for customer service? Or are they using it, you know, to be your raving fans and your cheerleaders? So, you know, look at that, too. Yeah. And, you know, come up with a plan to address that if you've got a lot of reputation management issues going on your page.
Yeah. Carol, can you tell our listeners, and this is a tough one and you might not be able to, you started off by saying social media isn't free. And that's clearly true. One of the most expensive things we offer our clients is content. It costs a lot of money. What could an average builder expect to spend on a month to get this front straight A cool kid package?
It's really hard for me to break down what they could be spending, because to me, social media isn't just social media. It could be public relations. It might be your promotions and strategies, your search engine optimization. You know, all of it kind of rolls in. I mean, I would say that the average builder is going to be spending somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 a month on, you know, a package that includes, you know, several of these. It may also include reputation management.
Yeah.
You know, most, I guess an easier way to answer it is most agencies that really know what they're doing are charging, you know, $100, $150 to $200 an hour. So, you know, you figure out how many hours it's going to take, and then you can kind of back into it there. And then there comes the argument, well, it's less expensive for us to hire someone internally. Well, yes or no. It depends on what the knowledge base is, and do you have someone who can direct those younger team members? You know, sure, you can find 30,000, 40,000 more employees right out of school, which is the solution we see a lot with builders, but it doesn't always help them be effective if they don't have the right direction or someone to really help them with the business strategy.
You know, we often talk internally about the fact that 25 years ago when I started my business, all I needed was a little small program and I was a marketing company. Woohoo! Yeah.
Yep.
And today, you know, back in the day, marketing was such a soft profession. There were very few ways to validate the things that we did on a daily basis. Whereas today, it's become a very hard profession in that nearly everything we do is very measurable in today's world. So the guy who hires the $40,000 person, he's filled one silo of skill set, if he's lucky. Mm-hmm. But there are 12 other silos that are being abandoned, and he doesn't realize that, yeah, just because this guy can write well doesn't mean he knows diddly about SEO. It's a real challenge.
It's definitely a challenge. And, you know, some companies fill those other silos well and others don't. You know, a lot of times we'll see that, you know, the main person hired is really great at graphics. And you think about so much of the marketing materials that builders need are collateral heavy. If you've got 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 communities and you're constantly updating that collateral, that's a full-time job in itself. You know, much less than add social and PR and SEO. And, you know, search engine optimization is probably the area that we see builders struggle the most in, because they'll try to build, bring it in-house, but it's a field that's changing so rapidly. You just, one person working for one company can't keep up with the changes.
Oh, my goodness. Exactly. No. It's such a labor-intensive activity. People don't realize. See, SEO isn't just this do it once, get it done. It's a marathon, and it's a labor-intensive marathon.
Yep, it's a lot of work. So, but yeah, you talk about, you know, I guess you said 25 years ago. Well, for me, it was, let's see, I started my agency in 1999. And you think of the changes between then and now in terms of goals and measurement. And of course, I started very focused on content and PR. And one of my favorite things about the changes that have happened in the last, you know, 16 years is the fact that what I do now can be measured. It's nice because I felt like, you know, for years with PR, y'all, here we are selling impressions. It's kind of the smoke and mirrors thing. But, with, you know, seriously.
I just wrote a piece about impressions last week, so I understand.
Right. But, you know, with the internet and with, and actually our number 5 is, you know, goals and measurement. You know, if you don't have goals, you're not going to reach them. And if you don't measure them, you don't know how successful you were. Today, with Google Analytics and the other sophisticated tracking programs out there, you can have, you know, goals for everything, whether it's, you know, how many you know, hits do you think your blog post should be getting? Or at least you'll know how many hits they're getting, and you'll know how much time people are spending on them. And you can look at what content that they're, you know, engaging with and spending time reading versus what they're really not reading. And you can develop your program based on that. You know, one of the things I love is kind of, you know, ties together advertising and measurement. But, you know, with Facebook, one of your things you can spend money on is, you know, click to call or click through to website. We've started moving a lot more money, you know, out of Facebook likes or out of promoted posts into click to call and, you know, click to website. And, you know, we have clients that get four, what we will consider leads a month from Facebook, you know, three, four, depends on what they're running and how much money they're spending, but people will click through and fill out that contact us form. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love seeing, because so much of what I do is content based and, you know, based on the social sites and blogging and, you know, that kind of big picture strategy on that side of the house. It's nice to see that you actually can convert them into someone who gives you all their information.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Carol.
Yeah, it is. And thanks for going over the measurement and the goals there. When we talk about measurement, you're right. The tools that we have today allow us to measure, and which in turn allows us to be accountable for what we do. And I'm, as marketers, that's what we've always wanted. We want to be accountable because we do a good job. Sales is the bottom line result. When we start measuring things, how do you help your clients put meaning to the measurements? In other words, measure the right thing and understand what this really means in terms
of
the overall.
Good question, Scott.
Right. Well, the biggest thing we try to start with is, if we're developing a promotion, you know, what is the goal of the promotion from day one? And I can give you some for instances. You know, your goal might be to drive all the traffic to the website to a contact us form. So then your goal is going to be, how many leads do you get from this program? Versus another program where your goal might just be likes and engagement, whether that's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever it is. So, you know, if you're running a Pinterest contest, you know, your goal is probably to create awareness for a new community, to send some traffic to your website to look at that new community. Mm-hmm. So if you've built your Pinterest page right, if you've built a page on Pinterest that, you know, features, I don't know, we'll say Brandon Hall, a new community that you have coming out of the ground, then you've got pictures of your model home that should, when clicked on, take them to your website. Mm-hmm. Again, another thing I see missed a lot. People are just pinning photos directly to Pinterest. So when they click on them, they go nowhere but Pinterest.
Yes.
Right. So if you think of, you know, your entire program is trying to send everything you can send back to your website.
Yep.
If that's your goal, that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. But, it's Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Grand Central Station is the only thing you own and you control. Facebook will come and go at some point, just like MySpace was hot and now it's not. You know, all these sites are going to change. So it's really important to think about, you know, what are your goals as it reflects, you know, relates to the one asset you do own, your website. So, you know, sending traffic there, building likes, building engagement, building a following, you know, just determining what those goals are, because they can be different for everything you do. We have some builders who really like Facebook likes. Then we have others who could care less each month about Facebook likes. They want to see click-throughs to their website that fill out a lead form, which is what I'd personally rather see.
That's what I want to see.
On leads.
Yeah.
Likes are nice.
Yeah, but we're looking for the real, where the rubber meets the road, and that is, how many new clients are we getting? Which brings me to, I guess, the big question. And we talk about social media as being a key component to our overall strategy. How do we measure the effectiveness of social in relation to everything else we're doing? If we're not in social media, if we don't have a blog, we don't have Facebook, we're not on Pinterest, and we're not posting videos, what are we losing in real terms, in terms of those leads that might be coming in and sitting down and turning into buyers?
Right. You know, I think the challenge is you don't know exactly what you're losing. But if you're using social media as part of an effective campaign, and I can give you an example. We ran a tax promotion for Essex Homes in the Carolinas last year. And they sold within, you know, the 2 months of that promotion, and actually it might have been 3 months, an entire quarter, 86 homes. It was very prominent on social media. We used all their social media sites. We used their blog. We switched out website banners. We used Cox Media Group for a behaviorally targeted, geo-zoned, you know, keyword targeted campaign. And we used a few of their other traditional advertising sources. So I can't tell you how much more or less the campaign would have been with or without social media, but they sold 86 homes and had their best quarter on record, including their best March ever in that market. And, you know, social media played a big part of that, of getting people to, you know, see it, share it, engage with it on their site. You know, what we try to do with social media is have a component of sharing, or a component which I would call, you know, encouraging your raving fans to participate. Mm-hmm. So if you're running some sort of contest, and even if you're sending them on site, you know, what can you have them do online to help share news of that contest, so that, you know, each one of those people, you know, reaches their 100 to 150 friends, depending on what site that contest is on. So, you know, I see social media as a way to get free advertising. Once you get your raving fans to participate.
Right. You know, I always liken it to having an audience that you can speak to anytime you want.
Right.
You just have to behave yourself, and you have to speak to them in value, and not waste their time, not be very deliberate, and it's a free audience as
right.
often as you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would we have done for that 20 years ago?
Well, I tell you what we did for that 20 years ago is we spent, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 a month on traditional advertising, which, you know, most builders aren't going to spend that with their daily paper or on billboards or radio or, you know, any of that. They just can't afford that type of advertising buy, and especially in major markets. You look at Atlanta, where a lot of our clients are, and, you know, sorry, but $100,000 just doesn't even. It's a tip of the iceberg in Atlanta if you want to saturate the market.
Mm-hmm. True that. Yeah.
Well, Carol, this has been fascinating, and it's been fun, which we expected. And I want to thank you for helping us see the value of social media and how to measure the effectiveness of it. We've been speaking with Carol Morgan with Marketing Relevance. Carol, again, thanks for being our guest today.
Yeah,
thank you, Carol.
Brian, nice to see you both.
See you.
Yeah, see you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas.
So, Brian, Carol did a good job building the value of social media when she says, look, you know, if you're not doing it, what are you losing? It's hard to measure, but when you're doing it right, you can definitely measure the responses. And she made a point that your social media should drive people to your website. It should encourage people to fill out a form so that you know who they are and you can continue that conversation. And it really should lead to getting more leads and making more sales.
Well, indeed. And Carol was gracious enough to give what she does as a self-evaluation. And, you know, our builder listeners are listening. She looks at your brand cohesiveness. She looks at your content strategy. She looks at how often you use the social media tools you have. She looks at your followers. And then she wants to know if you're setting goals. Those items alone are enough to give you a good idea of what you should be doing. Don't you think, Scott?
I do think. And, you know, those that clicks all my boxes, you know, right? Those are the things you measure, you make adjustments to what's working, you do more of what's working, and pretty soon you find it out. The other thing she brought out is that it has become so important a part of the overall marketing mix that it really is getting, you know, maybe this is a downside for a lot of builders, but it's getting more and more difficult to effectively do it in-house. So professional services are where you get the biggest bang for the buck. And we found that in our own business. I mean, content marketing is a big part of what we do.
It is. And as I said in the program with Carol, it's not a soft skill anymore. It isn't something that you can say, gee, nobody knows what this marketing stuff does. Because the fact is, today we do know what it does. We know how to measure it. And therefore, when you put the right effort into it, you can see what's going on. And it's very, very good to watch.
Yeah. And capturing leads. You made the point is that it's likes is a good thing, but I want to know who it is that I'm talking to. I want to get them back to my website where they can fill out a form so I can continue that conversation. And of course, you know, our Easy Lead Locker services based on Infusionsoft are designed to do that. And we've had so much success, and our social media efforts became that much more valuable when we began capturing those leads instead of just getting the likes.
Yep, absolutely, Scott. There's no denying that. And it's been beneficial to us as an organization as well.
Yeah, good. Well, at the beginning, we talked about the International Builder Show coming up in just a few weeks and our preparations there. We invite you to come see us there at our kiosk in Sales Central and at booth S1864 in the South Hall. We'll be there, and we look forward to kicking off the year in a major way. Brian, I look forward to being back with you on the program next week when our guest, I believe, is going to be Chad Sansegrin with Forest Performance Group.
Love to get Chad on. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, until then, I'm Scott Stroud.
And I'm Brian Flo.
And thanks for listening to Builder Radio on the Power Marketing Media Network.